Urban Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. It's hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And during the break, I did confirm the Pope is going to be driving around Amman and Bethlehem in an open-top, unarmored car. And the article that I just posted from the Israeli media is saying, yes, there are security concerns, but the Pope wants to be visible and in connection with the masses. And the first thing I thought of was John F. Kennedy's final motorcade in Dallas, where at the last moment they took off the bulletproof plexiglass bubble top that normally would have been on that limousine. And I'm getting a bad, bad feeling about this. We know they need something to galvanize public support for more wars into the oil-rich Arab nations. We know that the majority of American people, the polls are consistently showing this. They don't trust the U.S. government. They don't want any more wars. They're sick and tired of all of this stuff. There is no promise or story or lie or assurance from the government that is getting any traction whatsoever. They need an event somewhere, somehow. And I'm just getting a bad feeling over this idea that the Pope is going to be driving around Israel in an open-top, unarmored car going to destinations whose schedule is already in the newspapers. It's a little too cute, and I'm very worried. I hope I'm wrong. I absolutely hope that I am wrong. I'll be delighted if I'm wrong. But it's just got an ugly, ugly feel to it. All right, now, getting back to Israel itself, as you know, there was a recent Newsweek article about Israel spying on the United States and how it's completely over the top, and they're supposed to be our friends, and they're spying on everything, and they're stealing business secrets and industrial processes to take back to Israel in order to set up companies that will then compete with American businesses, and they're not paying the research and development costs for their products. They're just reverse engineering and copying what they're stealing from the United States of America. Now, of course, this story in Newsweek prompted a furious backlash, including allegations that anybody who thinks Israel is spying on the United States of America, they're just being anti-Semites. And Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel, who is currently in Israel, is saying that he is unaware of any facts that would support the claim that Israel is spying on the United States of America. This is from the United States Secretary of Defense. He's unaware of any information that would support the idea that Israel's spying on the United States of America. Okay. Anyone that clueless and that, whoops, sorry about that. Anybody that clueless and that stupid should not be the Secretary of Defense. Does the name Jonathan Pollard ring a bell? Okay. How about the AIPAC spy scandal of 2004? Or just before 2001, just before 9/11, rather, when the FBI uncovered the largest foreign spy ring in U.S. history working for Israel. And that scandal was the subject of a four-part special report by Fox News' Carl Cameron, which was then pulled off the net. Far too late, went viral around the world. Or what about those dancing Israelis that were arrested while they're cheering and dancing and clapping while the World Trade Towers collapsed, and three of them later turned out to be Mossad agents? Do we really have this kind of an utterly clueless, out-of-touch moron in charge of our nation's defense? And the reality is, no, we don't. Hagel isn't a dummy. But I'll share a little bit of history with you. In the 1930s, as the United States was coming out of all the problems caused by Prohibition, the FBI began working to identify the organized crime families that had risen to power on the back of bootleg liquor. Now, when presented with the FBI's official report on organized crime, J. Edgar Hoover wrote rubbish across the cover and threw it in the trash, declaring that he did not believe there was such a thing as organized crime. Now, of course, Hoover knew about organized crime, and he knew that they had obtained photographic proof of his alternative lifestyle, which people were far more intolerant of back then. And it seems to be the case with Hagel. that either the NSA or Israeli spying, and remember, they're linked, is the Israeli intelligence agencies get the unfiltered take on all U.S. citizens, including officials and politicians. So Israel has something on him, and he's being told to basically come out with this comment about, you know, I'm an idiot, I'm a dummy, I haven't seen anything about Israeli spying, do, 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 do. And we know that has to be nonsense. In fact, I would say in a society, in a government this corrupt, you will not be allowed to rise above a certain level unless you've got some dark secret that can guarantee your obedience and compliance with those who are in control. Maybe that's why we have so many perverts, pedophiles, sexual predators in politics. Normal people aren't allowed in because they can't be blackmailed. They can't be controlled. Somebody who doesn't have a skeleton in the closet, somebody who doesn't have a perversion or an addiction or a deep, dark secret, they can't be relied on. They're not dependable. They might actually make a decision or a statement based on logic, law, and morality. We can't have that in the United States government. My goodness, we would just all fall apart immediately. Now, over in Great Britain, the British government has granted temporary diplomatic immunity to Tsipi Livni, who is going to Great Britain this week. And they did it to protect her against arrest and potential prosecution for her numerous breaches of international law, including war crimes. So we're in a situation right now where the government of Britain is doing business with war criminals and protecting them. And that tells you a lot about what's really going on inside the British government. Now, earlier in the week, we were talking about this very bizarre story where the U.S. Department of Agriculture had ordered submachine guns with rails on the front for lasers and flashlights, 30-round magazines, pistol grips, all the things that you're told you're not allowed to have on your guns. This is the Department of Agriculture. They're in charge of plants, farming. And they're buying submachine guns. Today we're finding out they are also ordering ballistic body armor. So first it was machine guns, now it's body armor. Is the Department of Agriculture fighting Al-Qaeda out there in the heartland? Are they preparing to invade and destroy the remaining non-GMO farms? The Department of Agriculture is not an agency known to be getting into these kind of SWAT team tactics. So why are they buying guns, submachine guns, and body armor right now? What is on the horizon? They're going to be attacking the small organic farmers to make sure that there's no more competition for GMO. I wouldn't put it past them because the world is turning against GMO, and that means Monsanto is only going to make their money if they're allowed to forcefully sell it to you, the American people. Can't have GMO labeling, can't have non-GMO alternative crops there. You will eat your GMO and you will like it, no matter how much harm it causes you. Now, at the top of the show, you were listening to Ben Swan going on about the drone strike controversy. And again, this was part of what backlashed on Michelle Obama with her Bring Back the Girls sign. The fact that Obama's drone strikes are killing more children around the world than were taken, supposedly, by Boko Haram in Nigeria. Now, apparently, David Barron was the lawyer at the Department of Justice who wrote a memo saying that drone strikes are legal and constitutional. You can't read it. It's classified. Just take the government's word that what they're doing by showering white-hot flaming death on innocent people in other countries is legal, the letter of the law and the Constitution. Does sound a little suspicious. Well, apparently now, the Obama administration wants to appoint David Barron to be a high-ranking judge for life. That's his payoff for signing his name on the lie that says drone strikes on innocent people in countries that we are not at war with is constitutional and legal. That's the payoff. I'm going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement, some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Watch out for the police. They're lurking in every corner. They'll beat you down for your stash. With handcuffs and guns, I bet they're having fun when they take away your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas. And don't you get booked by...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And this just gets better and better. According to the Telegraph in Great Britain, Pope Francis will not even wear a bulletproof vest for his trip. No bulletproof vehicles, no bulletproof vests. He's the Pope. What's he got to worry about? He gets killed, he's automatically going to go to heaven, I guess. But... I don't know. I have such a bad, bad feeling about that. And I'm sure the Pope's security detail is just in a frenzy right now. Because I'm sure they are very much aware of the current global political situation and how desperately those who are promoting this new world war need some kind of an event to kick it off. Like the assassination of Archduke Ferdinand sort of made World War I official. The attack on Pearl Harbor made World War II official. Could be the assassination of a pope that really makes World War III official. And if you go back and you look at those earlier world wars, there were conflicts all over the place leading up to them. But there was that one event that gelled it as a global conflict in the eyes of the public. Before the attack on Pearl Harbor, the war in Europe was already going on. Hitler was knocking off Poland and all these other countries. China and Japan were at war. Japan was already in possession of Manchuria, invading the Dutch East Indies. The world was already at war. Just people didn't realize it until Pearl Harbor made it official. We're now in a state of war across the globe. So that's what we're currently missing from our present global conflict. We haven't had the really big bang that makes it a world war. We had 9/11, which sort of got Americans willing to start all of this warmongering. But we're not seeing the big bang that will gel all these conflicts around the globe into a single World War III. It's going to be great. We're going to make money. And by the way, looking ahead in the cable guide, next week it's going to be all war movies all over the place here. They're just out there to sell you that whole war. It's fantastic. It makes us money. It makes us safe. No, it doesn't. It makes money for the bankers, not for you. And it's not safe for anybody who gets sent off to fight that war. And if we lose this one, and I think we probably are going to, then nobody in the U.S. will be safe. Speaking of war, interesting article came out of Patriots Rising, and I know we got a phone call. I'm going to get to you in just a minute here. Interesting article in PatriotsRising.com. Apparently, in an interview on a local Fox affiliate in Indiana, a police sergeant justified the increasing militarization of the domestic police departments to deal with returning veterans from the wars who are now deemed to be a homegrown terror threat. Now, if you are a serving member of America's military or you are a veteran, what a slap in the face that is to have put on that uniform, gone out and done the dirty deeds you were asked to do in the name of private central banking and American imperialism, and you come home to find your local police department considers you a terrorist threat. How does that make you feel? Does it make you feel like your service to the country is appreciated? What a slap in the face. According to this police sergeant in Indiana, that's the reason for all the armored cars and the SWAT tactics and the weapons and all the rest of that, is because you returning military veterans are now deemed a terror threat to the United States of America. I know a lot of military people. We have relatives who've served in the military, including in the Middle East. None of them are a terror threat to the United States of America. The biggest threat to the United States of America is the federal government and Wall Street. That's the threat. All right, we're going to take a couple of phone calls here. Frank in Michigan, aloha. Frank, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, that's very dangerous going after the ex-military people because they have knowledge of weapons. Many of them have their own weapons. It's just a very, very dangerous policy.
Well, what they're trying to do right now is declare that all returning military veterans are suffering post-traumatic stress disorder and then use that as justification to suspend their Second Amendment rights and order them to turn those weapons in. And you're absolutely right. What's going on here is, in the event of a revolution in this country, those veterans represent an already trained military force that is going to be on the side of the American people.
Yeah.
And but, I mean, just the horrible insult to everybody who put on that uniform, to say you're a potential terrorist threat and you're crazy, so give us your guns. I mean, I can't imagine any veteran, you know, being anywhere near comfortable with that.
It's terrible. You know, I'm on Facebook, and I recommend, if people want to be well-informed, I recommend two things: that they read whateverhappens.com every day, listen to your program, and that they tune in to Coast, and if they can't stay up all night, they can subscribe, and then Coast will give them all the stuff that you don't cover, like the aliens and the UFOs and things like that, plus all the political stuff that you cover.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a person could be well-informed with just those two things.
Well, that would be a good one. Do you have anything else you want to talk about?
Yes, I have a new song.
You have a new song?
Yes, here it is. Don't buy Israeli, don't buy Israeli, don't buy Israeli.
Oh, the Anti-Defamation League is going to be after you. You're one of those gosh darn anti-Semites. But it's a good song, actually, because
like
of the boy, I do too. The boycott, divestment, sanctions movement is continuing to go around the globe, and it's costing Israel hundreds of millions of dollars. And they're out there trying to scream that they're all anti-Semites and Jew haters and Hitler lovers and the rest of it. Israel, you know, all these entities that built themselves up on this pedestal of lies and fraud and deception, they're all crumbling. They're all coming apart. And they can't stop it from happening. So all they can do is whine and cry and, you know, lie some more.
And it's very obvious that it's happening. And Israel is by calling itself the Jewish state, Israel is creating anti-Semitism.
I want to draw a line here. Okay, anti-Semitism is hating a Semite just because they're a Semite, which, by the way, also applies to the Arabs. It's not just the Jews. Israel's actions are leading to criticism of Israel's government. That's not anti-Semitism. ADL says it is, but it isn't. Like I've said before, can you imagine somebody defending the Nazis by saying, Hitler didn't do anything wrong, you just hate the German people?
No, but they refer themselves as the Jewish state over and over again. And then we see what the Jewish state is doing to the Palestinians. It was doing to the rest of the world.
But the Jewish state is run by the government of Israel.
Right.
And it is Israel's actions that are the problem. Now, Israel was supposed to be formed as a homeland for the Jewish people, an independent nation where they could be safe. And that, you know, makes a certain degree of sense. It's the reason to form any nation, so that people inside the nation are safe and can take care of their lives. Unfortunately, Israel's actions have made the world unsafe for the Jewish people all over the globe by trying to conflate the Jewish people with the actions of Israel's government so they can duck the blame. And you're right. Israel's actions are making targets of Jews around the world. Secondarily, with Israel siphoning trillions and trillions of dollars out of every other country on planet Earth, there's no way you can call it independent. It is absolutely parasitic on the rest of the world. If all this money and Holocaust reparations and the rest of it were cut off, Israel would collapse. They can't actually run their country on manufacturing and agriculture. They are even bigger scammers than Wall Street in terms of just having money flow to them and giving absolutely nothing back. Okay, Frank, got to let you go. Got a commercial break here. Got another caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally. and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike Sincero, Idiot Radio. Tired of the mainstream media's lies? Listen to the Mike Radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We've got a lot of callers on the line here. We're going to start with Obi in Colorado. Aloha, Obi. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I have a theory as to why the USDA needs machine guns now, and it has to do with Fukushima. All of the cows have been irradiated by Fukushima, and they all have udders, and so they're going to come after us with radioactive milk. So the USDA has got to protect us from those crazed radioactive cows.
It's Cowzilla. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense here. Anything else, Obi?
No, just thought I'd lighten it up a little bit.
We definitely need to. I try and keep things light, but right now it's very, very difficult here. All right, we're going to switch over to Jim in Tennessee. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? There you are.
Michael, you hear me?
Yes,
hear
I
me?
Can. Yes.
I really like your podcast. You have a great program. What I wanted to know was... Putin, he must know the truth about 9/11. Why isn't he saying so? Because, I mean, they're in the United States and Russia now in a propaganda war, and you think that that Putin, he surely must know that 9/11 was an inside job, I mean, the Mossad and the CIA. Why isn't he saying anything about it?
You know, that's funny. We had the exact same phone conversation either earlier this week or last week, and I think Putin certainly knows what's really going on. But I don't think he wants to bother rehashing something that happened more than 10 years ago. He wants to stay focused on the here and now and focusing on what the U.S. government is doing. I also think that Putin is probably presuming that the majority of Americans are still buying into the official story of 9/11. I disagree with him on that one. And to go into that kind of an area would open Putin up to a U.S. media campaign smearing him as a kook and a nut and other demonization. And right now, Putin is playing a very low-key kind of an area, besides which he knows there's a lot of other people out there already getting out the word that 9/11 was a hoax. So he's going to stay focused on the situation in Ukraine. He's certainly looking at the economic situation, and that is basically where he's keeping his energy. And he's winning. He's a brilliant chess player, and he is winning. And the fact that the U.S. government felt that it had to come out and literally issue threats to Russia, China, and Iran not to engage in cross-border trade without going through the U.S. dollar, they just gave away the whole reason for all these wars to the world.
Absolutely. Well, they have to come up with some kind of a system, economic system that is not based upon usury, you know, like on barter or something like that. Putin's proposed Eurasian Union will come up with something like that. Do you think so?
Well, basically what we need to do, I mean, obviously normal conventional depositor loan banking is necessary and beneficial to society. What we need to do is go back to the original model of the United States of America of a government-issued public currency that is handled and managed as a public utility. And that's what all this clash of civilizations is all about. It's a war between these two banking systems, between private central banking and the common good. And Russia's central bank is still privately owned, but it is now managed by the Russian government in order to treat that public currency as a public utility. And that's
to do it on a universal base. In other words, have some sort of universalist system that was not based upon usury. Do you think that would be possible?
Well, the New World Order is pushing toward a universal system that's based on reserve banking. And you know, if they ever get that, if they accomplish that goal, it will condemn all of future humanity to permanent debt slavery. And that's why it cannot be allowed to happen whatsoever. But again, if you've read All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, you understand that these private central bankers have been working for centuries to try and enslave the world to their particular financial scam, and now the world is standing up and fighting back. And that's really where the focus needs to be.
But what I'm talking about is, a new world order not based upon the usury system, a new world order based on barter.
Well, I'm opposed to a new world order of any kind. I don't want a single global government because sooner or later, you know, again, the curse of political power is it attracts the very kind of people who shouldn't be allowed to have it. I think the future of humanity is best served by a planet Earth with a couple of thousand small, tiny nations each taking care of themselves, a little bit of cross-border trade going on, and not allowing giant imperial empires, whether it's political or financial, to take root and hijack the system for their own personal gain. So it's going to be up to each of these individual nations to decide on their own economic system. And I think given how everybody now understands the evils of these private central banks, I think probably most countries are going to be turning away from that once they get the opportunity, once the current system comes crashing down. Okay?
Yeah. Thank you very much, Michael. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Ralph in California. Aloha, Ralph. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. Commenting regarding you were saying, I guess it was a police officer or a sheriff that was saying veterans, that's why they're getting that equipment, because of the returning veterans?
Basically, that was one of the reasons. They're not saying it's the only reason. We understand the real reason is the civilian police are being militarized to get around posse comitatus. The banning of having a standing army in the streets of America to control the people.
Well, I was just thinking, if his comment was for returning veterans, I go, well, don't they hire veterans, too, that it just came out of the war to be police officers?
They
and
do.
If so, then you're arming future terrorists with equipment that can do damage?
Well, if you think about it, yes, that's exactly what's going on. But remember, the people who put out this kind of propaganda, they don't think it through. They're still operating in a model of where most Americans don't want to confront the fact that their government has gone bad, and they'll gratefully accept whatever piece of propaganda is offered to them to allow them to go on living in their little matrix-like illusion of we're good and they're bad. And so the reality is that most propaganda really isn't capable of surviving careful analysis. It's simply out there to give people who don't want to think about what's going on an excuse not to think about what's going on.
Understood. All right, Michael, I just wanted to bring that up. I just thought it was kind of funny.
It is kind of funny when you think about it. We're going to switch over to John in Barbados. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. I just want to make a comment about Israel and your claim that it's just the Israeli government. Unfortunately, every man and woman has to serve in that despicable organization called the IDF, suppressing the Palestinian people. We know that 93% of Israelis are not actually, Israeli Jews are not actually Semites. They are Khazars, Ashkenazi, European
yes,
and
true.
Asian Jews.
That's true, but Israel has tried to co-opt the term anti-Semite to apply to all Jews, even those who are not of Semitic genetic origin here. But I want to make a comment, and I'm not trying to cut the IDF any slack here for what they're doing, but they're not in control. They're basically doing what the government tells them to do, just like our U.S. armed forces are doing what the U.S. government tells them to do. And yes, there are war crimes, and we know that I was only following orders is not going to save them from the hangman's noose in a future war crimes trial. But all of this begins with those people at the top of these governments. And the IDF is the instrument of policy, but it is Israel's government that sets that policy, and it is that policy that is drawing all this criticism.
Well, it's not just the IDF, it's Mossad and the several other Secret Service agencies in Israel.
But again, those are the instruments of the policy. The policy is created by Israel's government, just like policy is created here in the United States in Washington, D.C., and we know that what the NSA is doing is illegal and unconstitutional, but they wouldn't be doing it if some presidential administrations hadn't said, we need this, and I don't care if it's legal or not.
Well, I think, personally, Michael, I still disagree, because the NSA or Mossad, they have the goods on these politicians. They're never going to be free to vote their conscience. They've got information that could decimate even Obama or anybody. These are the power brokers behind the scenes.
I'm not going to disagree with you, it is an issue of tremendous concern here, especially, again, because Israel's getting the unfiltered take from the NSA's systems. And by the way, there was a Washington Post reporter who was interviewed on PBS who came out and said that, yes, the NSA does record the voice of your phone calls. And then he backed off and said, well, they're not recording everybody's phone calls, but they're recording a lot of phone calls. We know from the calculation we did on that data center they're built in Utah, that they have enough storage capacity there to record every single phone call made on planet Earth by every single human being for the last 7 years. And so they were lying to you when they said they're only collecting the metadata, and now we have a confirmation of that from the Washington Post as aired on PBS. They lied. Big shock here. John, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. Got two more callers waiting after we get back from these words from our sponsors.
Hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I'm looking at the stock market. It was kind of tepid all day long, but as is the tradition on Friday, the plunge protection team has come on in at the last minute to massage the stock market for its traditional Friday happy ending. So the Dow is up about 38, and they do it so much, it's very obvious that's what they're doing. The whole thing's being rigged. All right, we got a couple more callers waiting on the line. Thomas in Tennessee. Aloha, Thomas. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Thomas just dropped. All right, well, let's go to Brent in Wisconsin. Aloha, Brent. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, aloha, Michael. Say, I wonder, you know, I was kind of curious about the USDA being armed up, and then I guess I heard something about Al Kohrabi threatening them, so, you know, they're justified in having automatic weapons and things.
Crazy, yeah, yeah, it is crazy. It is crazy. I don't know what the U.S. Department of Agriculture is planning on doing with all these guns and weapons. It may simply be that the bosses of the USDA are expecting there to be an armed American uprising, and they're getting all these guns and bulletproof vests, and they're going to hand them out to their staffers in the office and say, man the barricades and protect us from that enraged American people. Do you really think these civil service workers are going to do that? They're going to drop the guns and run like heck, and then we'll pick up the guns and we'll sell them on the surplus market under the slogan, never fired, only dropped once.
That's right. Say, I thought about you earlier this morning. I was listening to the weather radio here, and about 40 miles south of us in Rockford, Illinois, they had 35 degrees fog and snow showers.
Snow showers, yeah.
Yes.
I mean, apparently Arkansas Online is reporting that they set record cold temperatures for this date all across the state. The current Washington snowpack is 107% of normal. And still, the carbon Nazis are out there screaming about, you know, global warming. You've got to have a carbon tax. In fact, I linked to this rather interesting story that Dar Jamal put out about how the collapsing Antarctic ice sheet is going to raise ocean levels by 10 feet, and it's all the fault of global warming. And no, it isn't, because ice shelves collapse all the time when they get too heavy for the ice to support. And I posted this story a while back, and I reposted it today, because when you go in and you look at the comments, you can see these hired public relations operatives in there calling me a sphincter. I think I can say that on the radio without the FCC getting down on us, and just, you know, shut the heck up and various other profanities, and you're a loon, you're a nut, you don't know what you're talking about. And I keep putting in the hard data, the reports, and they just keep coming back. Now, we have all these authoritative scientists. And now, of course, we've got this guy who was subjected to a McCarthy-like pillaging over the fact that he is starting to doubt all of this human-caused global warming stuff. And he's out there reporting that he had prepared a paper on why he thinks global warming isn't working. And it's been rejected for publication all across the board because it's not helpful to the agenda.
Sure. That's right. Yeah. You and Claire have a great weekend. Thanks again, Mike. Keep up the good work.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Yeah, we've got kind of a full weekend coming up here. Today's our day to go out and do the food distribution, where and it's depressing. The need is just going up and going up and going up. Okay, phone lines are open right now. Claire will be joining us here in about another 40 minutes. The former city hall manager who ran Chicago's red light camera program has been arrested. Apparently, there is a huge bribery scandal, $2 million in bribes involving the city's vendor for these red light camera systems, red flex traffic systems. These traffic systems, these speed cameras, red light cameras, are not about public safety. They're just another way to pillage wealth from the people for these desperately broke and in debt governments. Over in New Mexico, and no, it's not Albuquerque. They're going to be breathing a sigh of relief over there. But apparently in New Mexico, a police chief was caught on a security camera having sex with a woman in the back of an ambulance inside the city's ambulance facility. See, all these security cameras they put up all over, they watch everybody. So they caught this police chief getting it on there with some unidentified female there here. Secretary of the VA, Eric Shinseki, is vowing to stay on the job and he will fix the VA healthcare. Well, frankly, Mr. Shinseki, you should have been a bit more proactive about it. You've been in office how long? And this scandal remained unseen until it was made public from outside the VA. Doesn't sound like you were doing a very, very good job, and I don't think you should stay in that job. We need to get some real wounded veterans in there running the VA if we're going to take care of those kids. And regardless of whether you agree with the wars or don't, and I don't, we as a nation have a moral obligation to take care of those kids who put on that uniform and suffered grievous injury. Even though we know what they were ordered to do had nothing to do with national safety or national security, they made a promise and they kept it. And we do owe them the care of the injuries they sustained, making the money junkies richer than they already are. I think the money junkies should pay for it, but they don't want to, which is why we have the secret waiting list and just hoping that these guys will just die and stop being a burden on the Defense Department's budget. Ron Paul, who is now out of the grace courtesy period for former members of Congress to stay silent about what's going on, he's come out here with another confirmation that, yes, the CIA is using the drug war to fund covert operations. There's nothing new about that. The CIA was smuggling Kunsaz heroin out of the Golden Triangle back to the United States during Vietnam using the returning coffins of the Vietnam dead. And because they didn't have a plane that could cross the Pacific all in one lump here, it was all transshipping through right here in Hawaii. And those politicians who were going along with the CIA's heroin smuggling became major figures in Hawaii politics. And one of those may have been Hawaii Senator Daniel Inouye. And the reason I say that is because when Eugene Hasenfuss's plane crashed and blew the whole Iran-Contra scandal wide open, who did they put in charge of the hearings? Daniel Inouye. What did Senator Inouye do? Anytime they started talking about the drug smuggling or MENA, Arkansas, he would call executive session, close the doors, kick out the public and the media. He's part of that protection system. Rand Paul is now out there openly saying that his father lost the election to voter fraud, which we already knew, Rand. You know, we're way ahead of you on that one. All righty, let's see. We're going to grab another phone call here. The Sovereign Man from Freedom Land. Sounds like a song title there. What's on your mind today?
I heard you talking earlier about the Operation American Spring. Somebody sent me a link off of Before It's News. They seem to have a Ustream link. Now, when I tuned in, it was up. Now it's back down. So it is what it is.
Okay, well, I saw that link, and all it was the organizer talking on camera, and we didn't see any street scenes. We didn't see any crowds. And right now, based on prior demonstrations that were happening across the United States, like during the Occupy movement, photos and videos were just pouring in, and I'm not seeing anything at all. I think it's been a gigantic fizzle. I think a lot of people...
Mike?
Yeah.
Well, you know that Cyber Command is real. Okay? Maybe they're blocking the feeds.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
I'm serious. I mean,
Hang on. I opened the show by going over to the traffic cameras for the city of Washington, D.C., and I went all over those cameras, all over the area where these people were supposed to be meeting, and I didn't see a single thing here. Listen, we're coming up on the top of the hour, and we need to let you go here because we have to make room for our top of the hour blurb. Getting back to New Mexico, the officer in the Albuquerque Police Department who has been accused of using excessive force by the Department of Justice has now been given a promotion. Apparently back in 2002, he burned off part of a homeless man's ear. That is what they're turning the police department into, to use them as an instrument of terror against you, the American zombies. All right, there's the music. We got to take a break. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.